studios, we started building them about 3 years ago, and let's just say we've been in the old Hendon studios for about over 30 years, and they were never particularly flash at the time, and they've got considerably less flash as the time has gone by. So there's a lot of manoeuvring to try and build new studios that would actually be custom built. So that's what they did. But the great thing for us as well is they put us a whole industry hub inside this old heritage building out at Glenside. So the combination of these new facilities plus what will be a pretty great industry hub of filmmakers and practitioners and you name it.
Why was Glenside picked for the location for the new studios?
Yeah, well, the Glenside site's in the middle of a whole redevelopment. It was an old mental institution, obviously, but it's actually part of this whole redevelopment where they had one precinct for arts. They've got a new mental health facility going in. They've got retail and residential. And so when we were looking at all of the different sites we could look at, we looked at some greenfield sites, which would have been expensive because it would have been commercial land, and we would have been having to effectively pay rent on that land for many, many years. And the beauty of this site was a combination of the fact it was a government site, meant that we didn't have to pay very much for it, and we don't have to pay ongoing kind of rent for that land. And from our point of view, it was also great because it was actually kind of reusing this building, which was once upon a time a mental health facility, but is for the last 35 years has actually just been a big admin building, which has been a bit run down. So we've kind of breathed some new life into that. So that's been pretty great.
Yeah, completely. So is it all open for business now?
Yeah, it is. I mean, let's just say we're still getting it up and running. We've been in there for about 3 weeks, and you know, we're still working out all of this, you know, phone systems and IT and all the rest of it as we go through. But we're effectively open for business probably more like next month is when we've actually got production coming in starting. So yes, from our point of view, yes, we're ready to go, but we're going to be, I think it's going to be a kind of work in progress as we work through all the little, you know, crinkles of the new system.
Completely. So what are projects have we got coming up in SA?
Yeah, the biggest one, the most exciting one, I guess, that we announced the other day was this big TV series that we've been sort of tracking for the last couple of months, and we were hoping we would get in but weren't sure, and it's called Resistance. So it's a kids' TV series. So that's quite a big budget series, and from our point of view, it's great because it provides a whole bunch of critical mass work for crews and training opportunities, both for those crews but also for writers, you know, upcoming writers, directors, and producers. So that's been a really great outcome for us, and it was certainly not something that I thought 6 months ago we had really any realistic chance. We've had a lot of great response from other people from other states and people talking about television production being in there, but the idea that we would actually land a series so close to the opening was beyond our wildest dreams, really. So this one just happened to be, you know, all the stars aligned, really. So we were very, you know, very fortunate. We went after it pretty hard, and then we managed to convince them that was great. I mean, one of the problems, we were trying to convince them, and they were coming and looking at the studios, for example, and they were still in the middle of construction. So they were looking at, you know, walking around getting mud all over their clothes, trying to have a look at what they're actually, you know, going to be using. But there are a few great kind of coincidences, like the fact that it's all set in a kind of super spy school in, you know, versus the aliens. I call it Home and Away versus the aliens. And it's, so the idea is really it's set in this school, and they walked into the Glenside admin building, our new clock tower building, which is our main, and they just went, well, here's our school, and here are some stages out the back that we use. So they can actually just shoot the whole series pretty much all around it with some bits and pieces on location, but they can really set a lot of it just simply around where they'll actually be based, which is a pretty major advantage. The other couple of things we've got in is Rolf De Heer is going to be doing some sound mixing on his new film that we just shot in Hendon and his house out in Croydon. And then also I think we've got Wolf Creek coming in next year, Wolf Creek 2. And while most of that will be shot up in the Flinders, there's some stuff they want to shoot in the stage as well. So we're pretty happy that we've got quite a bit of production actually coming into it, so it doesn't just sit there idle like some of the other stages and studio facilities do in the eastern states.
How exciting. So how would someone get experience on those film sets? Could they contact the SAFC, or should they contact the direct production people?
There's sort of different things we do. We do attachments on all of those series. I think that it's one of those things where that obviously you can imagine it's pretty highly competitive for people to get on to do different, and it's all to do with specific crew roles and so on. And the great thing we've got here in South Australia is we've got a bunch of people who've done done some work to, you know, to be ready to actually move up to the next level, and so this will give them that opportunity. But I think if I was, you know, if you're literally at this kind of starting place, the best place to start is probably somewhere like the Media Resource Centre, because that they offer all sorts of production initiatives and training, and they basically act, I guess, as a kind of feeder for us. So I guess some of the most obvious feeders for us include the MRC, Flinders University, and some of the other courses around. But if that's probably a good starting place, because we then, I guess, we come in at the next level, if you like, where people have got a little bit of experience and done a bit of crewing and worked on short films, whatever, just want to move to that next level. So, but it's going to be great for us to actually have those opportunities to take people once they've done that MRC training actually somewhere else, rather than them just kind of going, right, I've done that and there's nowhere else to go.
Exactly, and now moving to Sydney. So
yeah, that's exactly right.
Given that, how do you think it, you know, it will impact the industry and sort of the film culture that's going to be cultivate in SA over the next few years?
Yeah, I think that, well, it's part, I think you have to see it as part of the bigger picture that we've been doing. What we've been really focusing on, I guess, in the last few years has been developing, you know, I've been in Adelaide for 4 years. I came over from Sydney, and what I realised there was a bunch of really talented people who were not really being able to crack through. They'd done some interesting thing at short level and maybe a few little docos and so on, but they hadn't quite cracked it through to sort of longer form. So we've done a whole range of initiatives that have been about bringing those people through. So we're in a really good place for that. And so we're actually, a lot of those guys are starting to really win awards and, you know, get their films out. There's one of our Film Lab films called Shut Up Little Man, you know, got into Sundance this year, and it's about to release in the US, which is kind of, you know, kind of ridiculous that a little Adelaide film is actually going to get a theatrical, you know, release in the States. So we're pretty happy about what we're doing there, and I think what the studios offers is just a kind of another part of that jigsaw puzzle where, in fact, is that level of the kind of machine moving, and television really is a machine in many ways, but it offers all this great work for crews. And there's probably the crews in the last couple of years who haven't been as, I guess, as happy, and fair enough, because there hasn't been the sort of, you know, just the quantity of production that actually keeps them and their businesses moving and their skills moving through. So for me, I just see it as connecting to all of the other things that we've been able to do. So this is kind of like the final piece in the puzzle, really. So we just have to keep hoping that we get enough production to kind of make it worthwhile.
Completely. Now, as part of our show each week, we do this thing which is called our rant, and it's kind of we ask different guests what their opinion is of the current state of the Australian film industry. So what's a way to put you on the spot, Richard, right, for that? What's your opinion? If you want to
share. Yeah, look, it's one of those things. It's so complex, and so once I get into it, there's plenty of things I'll be prepared to rant about. I think where do I start? And what am I allowed to say? The problem is there's a lot of ranting as well that happens when people don't get money and so on. So I understand that then people start to rant and say the whole system doesn't work because I wasn't able to get into it. But for me, the biggest rant, I think, is that we've not been able to, at a really big level, to really get all of the parts of the industry working and thinking together. And there's a big thing happening right now, which is called the Convergence Review that the federal government's doing. And my worry about that review, even though, I think it's absolutely overdue, and my worry is that content, again, will get lost and forgotten. And what tends to happen is that people think about bits and bytes and wires and, you know, and broadband and all the rest of these great things that sound all great for consumers and how we do business and all the rest of it. But the thing that's always missing is content. And I don't think the industry generally is really good at actually making sure that content is a high thing dealt with. It's often dealt with as this kind of byproduct of all of these other discussions. So if there's one rant that I've got, which is kind of an ongoing permanent rant, it's just how we actually get all of those bits working together, like how we actually get all the regulations that match fit television, how we get all of the subsidies from agencies like mine and Screen Australia and all the rest of it, actually working to build an industry rather than having an industry which is kind of hand-to-mouth and filmmakers are basically trying to survive on nothing and the industry isn't growing. So I think it's a very broad rant, but if I was going to have a rant, it's a kind of permanent one that I have, because I think we just have to kind of keep fighting to make sure that we're heard.
Definitely. Well, it's really interesting to see your view on it.
Yeah.
Thanks, Richard. Now, we'll just I've got one final question. So what are the goals for the SAFC for the next sort of 10 years? What's going to happen?
Wow, 10 years, wow.
Or 1 year, or 2 years.
Yeah, look, you know, it's funny, you know, having just moved into the building, my goal is to get the telephones working. I think what I would like to do, my vision is to have an industry here which is one where there's a really good balance between kind of big production and opportunities for actual creative talent here to actually develop. And I think that's a very hard balance to achieve, but that's where I want to have it. I want to have an actual ecosystem within South Australia. I want really a South Australian filmmaker, an emerging filmmaker to say, you know what, if I stay in South Australia, I've got more opportunities than if I move to Sydney or Melbourne. And to me, that's kind of the test. And the good news at the moment is we've actually got this group of talented people who are fortunately helping to make me look great. But the great thing about that is that they're all actually choosing to say, no, I'm going to establish myself here. I'm actually going to establish my business here. And I think that's the test of when you actually think you're sort of being successful. So that's been really encouraging. And in terms of the biggest challenge we have, though, is that we've got a bunch of new people coming through, and there's everyone from Dario Russo, who I assume you've probably talked to or dealt with, but, yep. You know, he's doing his television series and they're finishing that off. So that's, again, one new person who's come through. There's a group of people coming through the film lab and they're starting to kick some goals. You know, we won the AFI, the short film last year. I have a feeling we're going to win it again this year. So people like Anthony Morris and Ashley Page and so on. So there's a great bunch of those people through. What our challenge is moving to the next phase where we take those people who are actually showing they've got talent and can do something and then actually making sure they can sustain and not think, you know, there's nowhere else to go here. In order for me to grow, I've got to leave. And that's going to be a pretty big challenge, but I think that's one we've got to set ourselves.